This item on the agenda, who's handling these, Bob? Okay. Mr. Josephson.
We have four proposed conveyances for your consideration. I will summarize them briefly.
Thank you, Carl.
I suggest, Mr. Commissioner, that we take them one at a time so that the record clearly reflects that we have adopted the resolution. They are a little bit different.
All right, sir.
The first one under item number 12, actually number 12, 13, and 14 are all handled being represented by the same attorney, Chris Nolan. Number 12 is December Partners. Back in December of 2007, the commission determined that the value for this conveyance would be $31,924.72. And this one is to be conveyed by the commission. And we have prepared a resolution for you under number 12, which would approve this conveyance and consistent with the terms of the deed proposed there. And you would delegate authority to the commissioner to actually execute this conveyance after such time as the attorney general and the governor have both approved it.
Okay, you have the resolution before you. Carl, do we have to read this into the record, or
no,
can we adopt?
It just needs to be a part of the record.
Okay.
What needs to be in the record is that you vote to approve it.
Okay. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Consistent with council's recommendation, I move the approval of the resolution.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
And I would mention that all of these conveyances are specifically authorized by a special act of assembly.
Thank you.
The General Assembly has authorized these. Number 13 is for an entity called Moon of Norfolk. This one would be actually executed by the governor. The resolution does not delegate the authority to the commissioner to execute it after approval by the attorney general and the governor. It simply approves the terms and conditions of the deed. The consideration for this one, you will be determining today. The last time this case came before you, there was an issue as to how much was going to be conveyed. And you sent it back to the staff and Mr. Nolan to determine the appropriate compensation consistent with the formulation in the statute. And they came up with $79,509.37. So your resolution today would, in addition to approving the conveyance, would also be approving that amount of that compensation. And if you want to know more detail about how that was arrived, I suspect the staff would.
I think this is the one where the survey initially had basically was charging them more than what they actually was.
The city was assessing him. The estimate was about $20,000. Chris went back to the local real estate assessor, determined what it was they were over assessing. That resulted in a reduction to $79,000 and some change. We looked at the information he provided. Believe it's in keeping with the motion.
So we believe that the calculation now before us is the correct calculation.
Correct. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Josephson. Mr. Grab. Matters before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Consistent with the advice of council, I'd move approval of the resolution in the matter of Moon of North.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item.
Number 14 is conveyance to Fort Norfolk. Again, this one would be a delegation by you to the commissioner to execute the deed after the approvals of the attorney general and the governor. And it would be nice if the legislature would make these things consistent, and I had suggested it the last session, and maybe it will happen in the future. But this particular conveyance, you approved the amount on March 24th of 2009 of $5,307.70. And the resolution is to approve the deed and authorize the commissioner to execute it subsequent to AG and governor approval.
Any questions? Matters before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Move approval of the resolution for Fort Norfolk.
Item number 14. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item.
Okay, number 15 is something you have not seen before. This is an easement also authorized by the General Assembly to the Virginia Department of Transportation to provide access across Baylor grounds on the Elizabeth River for construction purposes and for the Midtown Tunnel. There are some minor changes from the document that was sent to you in advance of this meeting, and they are on the blue page 204, in the next to the last paragraph, and they are all minor technical changes. I will just mention them.
Please do.
Wherever it says Virginia Marine Resources Commission, it had said MRC before. Wherever it says Virginia Department of Transportation, it had said VDOT before. They deleted a reference to the Midtown Tunnel and updated and corrected the title of the document to reflect the plat entitled Map Showing Impacts, et cetera, et cetera. There is a blank in there for where the plat is to be recorded, and I have talked with the attorney for VDOT in our office, and we are, assuming the commission approves this, we are not going to forward it up for the attorney general and governor's approval until it's actually recorded, and we can fill that blank in, and it will be filled in with whatever the appropriate numbers are. And the resolution in this particular case authorizes the commissioner to approve the document after approval by the governor and attorney general.
And no royalties.
No royalties.
Matters before the commission.
Mr. Chairman, move approval of the resolution consistent with council's recommendations.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve the resolution as amended and as described by council. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Carl.